Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Job interview tips from the Easter Bunny, or overcoming stereotypes. Well, dear listeners, too many of us are looking for a new job, and we know that stereotypes are a big influence on the perception people get of us in interviews. And recent research shows that even if we consciously try to ignore stereotypes, our brains still unconsciously skew our judgments. So to learn to overcome this problem, I'm interviewing someone who copes with seasonal employment and yearly layoffs, who just got laid off again last night, the Easter Bunny. Welcome to the show, Bunny. So, looking for a new job every year, what have you learned about successful interviews?
What's up, Doc? I've been wanting to turn that one around for years. Seriously, Dr. Neckup? The first thing to overcome is the idea that I got laid off through some fault of my own. You psychologists, I think, call this blame the victim.
Yes, Bunny, exactly. To protect ourselves from the anxiety of uncontrollable events and, quote, that might happen to me, we think that person must have brought it on themselves, and I can avoid doing that, whatever they did, so that won't happen to me.
Exactly, Doc. And specifically, interviewers might think I got laid off because us bunnies stereotypically spend all our time making little bunnies, and I don't mean the chocolate kind.
Oh, Bunny, that's a tough one to address. How do you counter that?
Indirectly, Doc. The best way to fight that blame the victim stereotype is to give the person the big picture, the context. So I ask my letter writers from the bunny board to explain the business cycle of layoffs for us delivery bunnies.
Oh, Bunny, so you mean there's more than one of you? That's something I've always wondered about.
Oh, yeah, Doc. Lots of us. And then I give them the data, the hard facts, about the pounds and pounds of chocolate and millions of jelly beans I deliver and how my skills might help their business. For example, I'm actually pretty funny and I'm looking for a job right now, so you could use a little help in that department, so how about I tell you a joke?
Great, Bunny, great. I love jokes.
So, Doc, how do you pick out the psychologist in a therapy group?
Bunny, I don't know how.
Well, Doc, when a woman walks in wearing nothing but bells, the psychologist is the one looking at the reactions of the other people.
Oh, Bunny, that's a great one. I'm hoping I get a chance someday to research whether that stereotype is true myself. Thanks very much. Have fun creating that new workforce. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.